Yes, very good morning, you daily. Well, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM, and the daily program is National Talk Black. I'm the host, have you say, 1-800-422-416. And in case of a yarn now with two deadly people, first Jasmine Ewer, who's with Shoreline Foundation, and also Experience Co. And the work she does there, helping Indigenous employment, and also what Shoreline does in the connection partnership with Experience Co. Yasmin, good morning. Jasmine, good morning. How are you, sis?
Good morning, Uncle Trev. How are you?
Good, darling. Before we start, who your mob, where you from?
Okay, Mum's from Kevyang and my dad's Moorabbin-Mungay, and I grew up in Tiwi Islands, just up from Northern Territory.
All right, too deadly. Now, your job there with Shoreline slash Experience Co, two different companies.
Yep.
They both look after you in regarding payment in the job that you do. Let's talk about the partnership that they have. Mm. But first of all, let's introduce Experience Co.
Yeah. So Experience Co is a commercial industry that we run at boats through to Fitzroy Island, Green Island, Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel and Marine World, Reef Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, we got like cruise attendants, deckhands, coxswains, skippers, and we take our customers out for the day, give them a good experience. These experiences are, you know, on people's bucket list, so we try to make it as special as we can.
Yes.
So we've obviously got the Shoreline kids that come in and they help. So they're a great big asset to us, First Nations people. So
let's talk about that. You mentioned Shoreline. So Shoreline Foundation is a different organisation, like I said, in partnership with Experience Co. So who's Shoreline and what do they do?
Shoreline is a organisation that helps Indigenous children get through school, but also they are also get employed by Experience Co.
So, and we deal with grade 11s and 12s?
Yes, so that's grade
11. Usually how it works is what I'm understanding is three days at school, 2 days out on the boats or working with the company Experience Co.
Yeah, so we do 2 days at work, 2 days at TAFE, and 1 day at the Marine College. That's where they do all their studies for their coxswains.
So it's like working them towards a JOB when they're finishing school, but also a career pathway as well.
Yeah, so they are guaranteed a job at the end of it, but they also get their year 12 qualifications at the end.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. How long have you been in your role?
My new role, I've been in here for 4 weeks now.
4 weeks now?
I used to work and then I left for a little bit and I just came back.
Sure.
Yes.
And we're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Because I wear the hat as well with Experience Co. So we work together, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, got beautiful. The best of both worlds.
Yeah, there you go. Too deadly. Now, next to you, young Cody Graham, who's a Wari High student slash TAFE. He was on that Shoreline program during grade 11 and 12 and about to finish grade 12 and walk into the job with Experience Co. Over to Cody Graham. Before we start, my brother, who your mob were you from?
My mum's mum is from Palm Island. We normally go by the tribe Bulgarman. And my mum's dad's side, which is my pop, is from Dunley Island. He's a sailor. And then you also got my mum, which is also a sailor from Dunley Island. So, pretty mix around.
Well, we've got a connection there, my brother, because all my family were Dunley Island, other Sailor mob. Yeah. So we are connected, my brother.
Yeah.
That means you start work, I can come see you on payday, cuz.
Yeah.
We family, bro. We family.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Cody Graham, tell us about your journey. So you're at school, you signed up with the Shoreline program, and 2 days on virtually working on the boats outside school and TAFE. Now you're finishing grade 12, so you've been doing this since grade 11, whole year. Now grade 12, whole year, coming into grade 12. But then when you finish grade 12, you walk into the job with the Experience Co.
Oh, it's pretty sweet. I reckon it's an opportunity that I think you can't look by. You got these fellas like Guy and Sebastian, obviously, that pretty much funded these programs. And like I said, you don't take stuff for granted. And I guess when you have these beautiful opportunities, you take it on the heel, you know. And I guess it's better trying than not. So that's what I figured out with the Shoreline program was, you know, I heard about it, I tried it. And I enjoyed it. So some people don't, some people do, but it's about, you know, us other Indigenous people here looking out for the generation, obviously, you know, like just seeing that there's more things to just doing than what we do out there, you know. It's a whole lot of things. It's like a family, you know, like, you know, you got your family at home and then you also got another family there. So
at work, exactly. That's a great attitude. Thing. And your work is like your second home. Most of us spend a lot of time at work, if not home. So, and the people you work with become family, as you said. So that's fantastic. great to have that attitude, my brother, because you are working with a group of people who become associates, become a part of a team, and you're a part of that team, slash becomes family. That's what it's all about. So vision. So what do you see yourself doing? We're talking about a job position here, but into a career pathway. What do you see yourself doing, Cody, down the track?
Mentoring was a big thing with me. Like, you know, like I said, never really had no one, you know, look up to me. So I see myself mentoring the younger generation, obviously. Good. Focusing on myself firstly.
Yes.
You know, doing my own things, getting myself sorted, making sure I'm right. Well, obviously in my career, I hope to, you know, do Navy, go to the mines. So I'm filled up with opportunities. Like I said, I don't just want to be in the marine industry.
Mm.
But like I said, Shoreline has set that gate for me to now try other things than just boats. And that's why I guess you start at one point and it leads to another. So I guess in my career, it's just, first of all, when I do get a job, it's giving back to Shoreline and just making sure that I look after their shorelines as much as they did with me.
Yeah, beautiful. Pay back, brother.
Yeah, and just, you know, just setting myself out. And like I said, just building my own career and hopefully, you know, I can have younger fellas that also follow the same way as me.
And when you look at Shoreline and their connection with Experience Co, you start as a CA, they call it, cruise attendant.
Yep.
So you help the people on board the boat to give out snorkel gear, help them with tea and coffee, make them feel comfortable. They're tourists on holidays, so give them that experience where you chuck your uniform on, you chuck your smile on, and just build relationships. But you tell your story as a black man too, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I also said, like, you know, being on boats, we don't just do, you know, like I said, cruise attendant stuff. We do, you know, you work with a bunch of people that are from, you know, all over the world, whether it brings you into mindsets where you're getting all these experiences, whether it's not even part of your job, whether you're just learning hands-on, whether you like it or not. Like, you're learning from the engineer, from the skipper, from the mate. You're just constantly learning, and that's why I said that's a big thing. And then again, with us Indigenous fellas out there, like I said, you probably have a couple of us, but damn, you have a couple with the best.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's the way to work. So, yeah.
And look, hats off to Experience Co. They've saw a fantastic opportunity regarding Indigenous tourism, which is the $50 billion industry. And look, they're leading the way in regard to tourism in Queensland, if not Australia, and here in North Queensland as a tourism operation, going out to the reef and hanging out with Nemo and diving and snorkeling and, you know, glass bottom boat and semi-submarines. But they saw an opportunity for Indigenous tourism where one of their vessels, they turned into Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel.
Yeah.
Jasmine, you mentioned earlier, which is a fantastic product where you're taking people out to snorkel, experience the reef, get in the water, but also slash there's the cultural aspect. So you have Indigenous cultures, culture coordinators, black people working in that spot, wearing that hat, and then telling the Dreamtime story belongs to Gugganji. Big shout out to the Yarrabah mob.
Yeah.
Gugganji, we operate on their sea country, and so Experience Co works closely with the traditional owners operating on sea country and land country and respecting that, and also getting the respect and communication with the elders to telling that story. And talking about, you mentioned some of the Indigenous workers there. I'd like to mention someone like Dustin Maloney, who's a Gugganji man.
Yes.
And after 5 years working with us, about to get his tickets and driving boats.
Yes.
You know, so that's what the Experience Co is doing, building that bridge of job opportunities, business opportunities and career opportunities, but respecting traditional owners on the land, sharing the story and also offering opportunities for employment. And as you're saying, Cody, you become a cruise attendant, get your boat license, but slash a cultural coordinator, telling your story, telling the Dreamtime story amongst the Gugganji, and sharing that. So you've got to be excited about that, my brother.
Oh, it's you know, like I said, you know, being out there, taking these roles, it's a big thing, you know. And like I said, culture is a big thing around, you know, half us Indigenous people. And I guess if we get to embrace it every day out there, you know, there's nothing better than doing that, you know. So I guess, you know, all these young fellas around here, you know, doing shake leg every day or doing that, you know, you can always show it off out, you know, in the real world, you know, where people come to see and they pay for it, you know. That's where I think our culture lives more on, you know, where us fellas can breed it out, you know, play the didgeridoo, you know, do the clapsticks and, you know, make instrument out of that stuff. So I see, you know, all of us Indigenous fellas, when we are out there, it's a good example, because, like I said, we're happy together, you know, we all feel like home, you know, we make it as home, and that's what I guess what we try to do. All these young fellas trying to come through with Experience Co and Shoreline is just make them feel home, you know. Like, if they don't know their culture, fair enough. Yeah. It's making them feel home and who they are, you know, so.
Exactly. And Jasmine, back to you in regard to what Experience Co are doing. And to you, more about that, you can check out online, experienceco.com. Look at the job and the operations that they do, but the employment, I mean, we look at ourselves as black people working in managing roles up in the office, you know, and working with these young people. It's a great platform, and I think you'll agree with me, the people we work with, our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, are so down to earth.
Yes, they
and
are.
They're so respectful of our space, and they're open with their heart and their mind and their ears in regarding the education of our culture, yes?
Yeah, I feel very lucky, you know. Not employment for Indigenous people aren't always prioritised,
yes.
But with Experience Care, that's definitely a priority within the company.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, look, congratulations, Cody. I love the work that you're doing, and you get what you you deserve, brother. Yeah, and the work that you put in grade 11 and 12 as a student, doing the 2 days, now about to step into full-time work with Experience Co.
Yeah.
Like I said, I will come and see you on payday, my cuss. But it can it can open up doors for your future, you know what I mean, brother?
Yeah.
And where you start out in the marketplace don't mean you have to stay there, but here's a stepping stone to the next chapter in your life. But your next chapter out of school is working full-time with Experience Co, thanks to Shoreline.
Yes.
So that's a proven success that this fantastic program and partnership that Shoreline has with Experience Co. And I want to give a big shout out to both companies and organizations to make this happen. Indigenous employment and Indigenous tourism, which is a big industry. Cody, thank you, my brother, and I'll be watching your career very closely, and also make sure that you stay on track, because Uncle Trev be kicking you at the backside there, my brother, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
And Jasmine, thank you very much, my sister.
Thank you for having me.
And good yarning with you, and I'll see you back at the office.
Yes, we could say will. That. Definitely.
Cody, anything more you want to say, my brother? Thank you, Cuss. Anything more you want to say?
Like I say, you know, thank you to, you know, everyone. You know, like I said, my journey's been a hard one, especially to my family, obviously. Thank you to the prior mob, you know, like, they're my heart and soul, and I guess they're the one that makes me keep going out the dirt and want to come go up more harder, so I guess they're the one pushing me, so I'll thank all to them.
And my brother, can I just say and add to that, and your success, you know, is your payback to your family. Honestly, think about that, you know. So you're just doing your thing, but you do your thing to the best of your ability, which rises you. Well, like when I left home, my father said to me, I'm his only son, you know, three sisters. When I left at 18, leaving home, he says, wherever you go, whatever you do on planet Earth, always remember you're carrying my name.
Yeah.
That hit me, and I've stayed with me for all my life, 56 years old now. And so I travel in my life with that in my mind and heart, you know. So that's what I'm saying to you, my brother. You being the best you can be is your thanks to your family and how you represent your family.
Yeah.
So keep doing that, my brother.
It's a good way to look at it.
I'll see you at the top, Cuss.
That's it.
Jasmine, good talking to you, sister. We'll talk soon. And big shout out, eh?
Yes.
Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there. That's with young Cody Graham and Shoreline Foundation and Experience Co. gave him that opportunity as the program that they do. Shoreline has taken school students out of school, 11 and 12, 2 days a week, working on the boats with us at Experience Co. into a job possibility, career path, if they choose to do so. And young Cody Graham has taken up that opportunity after doing these 2 years and now going to be working full-time. And Jasmine Yu, who's with the both companies and guiding these young ones. So it's a fantastic program and a way of success, breeding success, and a beautiful yarn with that. So do check it out. You can also check out shoreline.org.au. Shoreline, as it's pronounced, as it's spelt, shoreline, one word, .org.au, and experienceco.com. So do check out both those companies and organisations, and they can you get in touch with them and just find out opportunities for you for yourself, or, I don't know, how you say, copy that ingredient, so to speak. But we're not about stealing moves here, but it's about sharing opportunities. Success, you know, provides success. That's what it does, you know. And the old phrase, high tide rises all ships. Get it together, together, you mob. This is Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. Give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly, you mob. National Talk Black.
I see shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows. shadows on the hill. Washes in the shallows. They don't want to speak about the first battles. They can only see when they're looking down a barrel. Oh, I see the shadows, I hear the shots. I feel the spirit from the fight that never stopped. They want to talk about how far we got.
Never stops.
Where the bodies drop, they build off the old parking lot. And they call that survival. Put us on a mission. Force fed us bubbles, they put statues on our land just to worship false idols. Cuffs on our hands just to keep us in a cycle. Blood on their hands, bodies at their feet. And there's a warning, they gon' hang them from the trees. Name for the banks, rivers and the streets. Now the shadows never leave, no justice, no peace.
Shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed.
Voice of who will die. So who the fuck are you to civilize? No, we can't rely when you recall. I hear your words, I see your lies. And in the dead of night, you can hear those babies cry. You can feel those eyes from the banks where they lay beside. Feel it in your spine when you know you're not alone. Shine bright till the shadows make it home.
And around the granite stones, they'll forever be alone. Their killers got all free, but their shadows never leave. I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill. I see shadows on the hill, up beside the old sawmill, where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people. Aboriginal people.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Too Deadly, and that's Palm Island Mop and the Dropouts here on Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Big shout out Palm Island Mob. Hope you're well. This is Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for Your Daily Program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. I give a big shout, very good morning to Samantha and WA, home again now, back in the care of her beautiful son, John. And good morning, John. Hope you guys are well. And big shout out to all our mob across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Looking at top stories in the news here today, a car crash is coming and Australia is not equipped to handle it. Australians are facing a bleak couple of years. This is a federal budget designed for difficult decisions in difficult times, and it needs to be. That's the statement there for the news spotlight. The news here, inflation jumps to 7.3%, putting pressure on RBA. Medibank says terrible cyber attack has impacted all its customers. From Melbourne Cup to collapse, Breeders building firm goes bust. Liquidators appointed to Lansky Construction and Constructions Queensland, PTYD, LTD. Novak Djokovic provides an update on chances of competing at Australia Open. Hugh Gento argued about official papers before being escorted out of Congress. Footage shows former Chinese president involved in apparent disagreement over documents. Other news here, we have mystery deepens over the universe expanding too fast. Looking at Mother Earth, is this the best coastal walk in Australia to tackle with family? Could New Zealand's best wine have been hiding in plain sight? Sydney's Silicon Valley, a $35 million ghost town. Other news here, Anthony Griffin at Centre of Shock New Reveal, amid debacle at Dragons. Spotted, shirtless Hemsworth makes himself at home. For a happier life, focus on what's left, not on what's lost. Sharks legend Andrew Fifita details horrific injury toll after announcing retirement. Cleary's clinic keeps kangaroos on top. Samoa finds grooves. That's with the World Cup. Aussie's family's desperate and scramble after receiving a soldier's son's suicide note. Sean Penn to receive Bob Hope Humanitarian Award at TV's Academy's Hall of Fame. So there is the news and top news for the day. Tell us what's happening with in your mob, with your mob, neck of the woods, in regard to your organisation, your family, tribal mob. Either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black, voice for our people. Do utilise it. 1-800-422-416.
Australia, time for recognition. See, before our dark past, we had a black history. Now, I ain't pointing no fingers and I ain't pushing no blame, I ain't silly. But what's happened in the past is time for recognition and work together. It's like this. They rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes around the fire like a robbery. The writers of walls, it's like the troops in the past. They would rather us all dead, but we survivors. Through the spirit of my ancestors, thousands of years from behind us, hear that survivors. Through the ignorance and arrogance and miseducation divides us, product of environment. Before all the drugs and the drugs, it was dreams that would guide us. Now we're stuck in violence, prison system confine us. Genocide undercovers, the stolen kids under silence. No wonder we tarring, revolution is now. Australia can't stop us, we're taking back what is ours. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. They wanna breed out the pedigree, close down communities, broadcast the negative and highlight the bigotry. Yeah, they wanna white out our history with no recollection, just a white man's legacy. Don't believe me, ask Lad Hancock. Yeah, that's genius, father. Had a plan to poison the lot. You wanna stop the sons and daughters, put some poison in their water. Then you wait a generation and peg out the lot. Now that's iron ore pimping, iron ore pimping. Blood on the hands from these iron ore victims. I'll run it, the government system. Throw a little dollar, call the royalty for regions. Yo, yo, this is black man's land. Always has, always will be black man's land. Over 70,000 years walking this land, and Cook came and went. Now we're living in a genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survive, better recognize.
recognize.
So father, here's my ancestors from this desert landscape.
Brother and sister, I still love you.
So father, I'm a voice for the indigenous, the lyricist, the spiritist.
Here's my ancestors from this desert landscape.
Brother and sister, I still love you.
So father,
them convict ships come sailing in, crooks galore, criminal minds hit the shore, guns go banging, their bodies hit the floor, invaded, taken, raping, killed, slaved, chained, oppressed, still we survivors, yeah, hear that, we're survivors, check it, we came from sacred places to racist times, Australia, it's time to recognize we're survivors, yeah, hear that, we're survivors, yeah, they'd rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they'd rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes.
And that's how it is, Australia. All we're looking for is a bit of recognition. And that's by working together as one and acknowledging the past history and moving forward. It starts at home with us around the dining table, how we teach our kids the next generation. It's all about understanding one's culture and being respectful of one's feelings. And together with that, we can move forward and have a positive Australia. We might have had a dark history, but best believe we've got a bright future.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, there it is, Aboriginal people, mastered it here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. We've got someone on the line. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. Of the Austells up in Darwin, there, one Austell is called Silas Roberts Austell, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember the Identity Day, the magazine.
Yeah.
You remember that? Yeah, well, in that mag, in that Silas Roberts, Dexter Daniel, and you know, when I left the program here, I went out to Raintree's and I got the Courier Mail, and I said, "Well, bugger me, Dad, eh?" Mm-hmm. I was giving a shout out to a brother over there, Percy Neil.
Yep.
He's now 100 years old, brother.
Hey.
Old fellow, Alf Neil. He's 100 years old.
The
I remember the Identity. My mum was in the 1971 Identity magazine with old fellow Silas Roberts, who passed on, and Dexter Daniel.
Mm.
And I'd like to say a good happy birthday to old fellow Alf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a big surprise when I looked in that Courier Mail yesterday, brother.
Beautiful.
Brother, you know, I'll give you a bit of an example of a dog whistling. And because I think I am a bit of a BBM Gordon Ramsay, and you saw right, he said, "What the fig leaf are you talking about?" The brother Bob's back, and I'm pissed off with Kirby because she's with Dale. What I'm talking about is Summer Bay, brother. See, I'm looking at the target of the audience, them lot that watch it, and you might watch it, or you might do, you know, and you'd be saying, "Oh, what's he talking about?" But I'm looking at the target. I think it's the example of dog whistling. But, brother, why I'm talking about Home and Away is look at a new there's a new kid on the block, brother. There's a black fella, Prime Minister of there in England, brother.
Of England, yes,
he's
exactly. First time, coloured person, yes. Thinking, youngest in two centuries.
I was thinking about Neighbours, brother, and, you know, like we here, and the term that's used is white race Australia, they look, they're still looking to the keel and open the door really wide. And we talked about here in this country about diversity and actually have given people of colour a go. And if you know, like, they might do it here, but the people of colour in England, they have a big impact of what's happened here.
Yeah.
And that's why our neighbours went off. Because it's too vanilla. You know, it's too many white people. And now you look at Home and Away now, brother.
Yeah.
You got them in the background, too. You got black ones in the background looking about. And it's good to have that Maori family there, brother. And I like that uncle there and nephew there. I really like that. A bit of culture there. But I'm still waiting for a brother, an extra, somebody in the background walking along the beach with a woman. Here, brother, here. I'm still waiting for that.
It'll come.
I wanted to give my take on, I think last week or week before, someone come on and they're talking about going up to the Cape and talking about abortion. I've been like, abortion is one of the things that they're talking about now. And at the same time of that, I read in another paper, they was talking about baby bonus again. And I'm thinking is the baby bonus went belly up, just like
it was a debacle, wasn't it?
Victim of crime compensation. Why I'm saying it went belly up? The victim of crime compensation was fought for with the initiative of the rich retirees of Southeast Queensland, and they thought they were the only victims of crime. But bugger me dead, they found out, or just learned later, when all those public notice section in the back of the newspaper, when they notified people of they're going to claim for victim of crime. A lot of black fellows are victim of crime, and they didn't realise that. But they think only the white fellows are victim of it. A lot of black fellows are victim of crime. And with this baby bonus, brother, the black woman, because of the Eve genes, they're at bearing child. And I was also thinking about how a lot of white women or white couples, not just in Australia but other countries, have they went over to India and rent rooms over there for women to have babies. But also, brother, with this victim of crime compensation, there were claims like Blackwell spoke, somewhere framing blokes too. The Australians love to give compo, and they're making fun of it. You know, like, oh, look, they're making fun of it, that woman. One of the things I wasn't too happy about, brother, I wasn't, you know, like investigative journalism was that Four Corners the other night, and I'd not to take any away from the victims and the families of the victims, but I thought for sure they'd covered my granny up here, you know, brother up here at the Archer River, and I saw sisters inside, and they killed Debbie Kilwell. I seen her there when they'd done this, done the last one on Constant Watch of Ours. I seen her there. I thought they might have sort of. And they were talking, when they promoted the show, they were talking about missing women, you know?
Yeah.
And I was kind of sort of pissed off that they didn't talk about, they didn't do the investigation into that bullying, that the initial handling of my granny up there, you know, where and they're still missing.
Exactly.
And they promoted it. You see, and I sort of equated it to the missing First Nation in Canada. And one of the differences between, like, the, and I thought it sort of the show the other night, again, is sending the black man as no good bugger, you know? Because they were, but I think the last one, watch you, I think I could have white book on the show. But one of the differences that I noticed, brother, with bodies that go missing, with women that go missing, or anybody that go missing, anybody at all, when there's a black kid, they find a black fella straight away. And a lot of the white fella that are like cold cases, but it's calculated, brother. It's premeditated. A lot of deaths from Aboriginal women or even white fella, it's calculated. But a lot of our blokes, and it shows this, a lot of our blokes, even women, a lot of our people, it don't take long for bullying to find their suspect. And a lot of it, again, it's a correlation with the grog. And that's what, you know, that's one about the turkey, about the deaths over there. And why I so much praise, you know, brother Noel Pearson, you know, love him or hate him, brother. I ran him down too. But, you know, because I don't drink, I'm not against grog, because it's a double-edged sword. It's used in medicine. Blessing children in church, it's used in a lot of ways. Blessing, you know, launching ships. I'm not against grog, but it shows, you know, no, it shows that there's a correlation between crime and the grog, brother. And that's why I Robin Williams, he's got a meme, or whatever you call it.
Yep.
And it says, you know, the politicians should be like NASCAR drivers. The NASCAR drivers, they wear the shirt with their sponsors, and politicians should wear those, whatever. It's like a sponsor, but to show who owns them. And because the alcohol and gaming industry, they have got put a bet on two ways on any all the politician to political donation. And because the church is different to other places, brother. They promote drinking up there. I think it was administrator Ted Egan. He sang the song about bloody good drinkers in the church, and he used the empty carton for his beat and the beer can regatta. And like I said before, brother, I used to drink up in Weaver too, and I thought it was a big thing, like having the 2 E's, you know, like the gallon of wine you put them over your shoulder, like in the cowboy show. And they used to sell it up. We used to get up in Jimmy John, they call it up in Weaver. I thought it was good, but when I went to the territory, and I got a big shock to see them sell it in the corner store in Woolies, and to see white women buying their grocery, and along with the grocery, they get a flagon, and there's nobody sort of, you know,
waves an eyebrow, that's exactly.
It's normal to be drinking up there. And of course, the beer stubby, brother, is like a big bug, the Darwin stubby, so it's promoted in a lot of ways too. It'd be good to, you know, like, even with this, they say, oh, well, you can't stop wrong. Well, even like the gun buyback, at least the gun's not there, brother. You know, there are still crimes committed with guns, but there's not many crimes like they if they still have guns, you know, brother, like in privately owned. And same with grog, brother. If grog wasn't as easily available, well, people wouldn't worry about it.
Hmm.
But I think that's why it's so different with the charity and all that crime in the Kimberley as well. And you look at what Brother Noel Pearson done up here, brother. So I'm not anti-grog. You know, I'd like to see a bloke have a good drink. And I ran Brother Noel down too. I should think just like a joke about the father catching the son, and he said, "If you keep doing that, you're gonna go blind." And the son says, "Oh, well, can I do it just to tell I wear glasses? I need glasses." And it's just like the drinker, and they tell him, "You keep drinking, you're gonna do this, do that," and they'll do the anger management program, they'll do everything else. But they don't stop drinking, brother. Mm. You know, they don't still drink. They keep drinking. They might do it for a little while just to make peace with whoever, the missus or whoever.
Mm.
And they think, well, if I stay for a little while, I can go back and normally drink again. But for people like me, brother, there are people like me, they forget that once they lose control, it's like somebody that loses a leg.
Mm.
They never grow a new one, brother. So that's the way I see it, brother. Like, even though people might do other things, and the government would come up with all these ideas, that person still hasn't accepted that he can't handle alcohol. And, you know, well, they can say, oh, well, we can't do anything about that. But there's the enabler, brother. And as long as people will keep making it comfortable for them, drinkers, then it's going to stop, brother. But just how I saw that full program the other night, I wasn't happy with that.
They said sure.
Investigative journalism and missing women.
Yeah.
But there's a story on my little granny up there, brother.
Mm.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. That's someone there, and look, a few topics there. But when you look at the missing black women in this country, murdered black women in this country, that in itself is a pandemic, is what they titled it. And he's talking about the show that was on Four Corners. But a few conversations there, and that's what it's all about. Let's quickly look at what's happening with the netball. Diamond shooter Donnell Wallum to debut for Australia versus England. Indigenous netball star Donnell Wallum has been named to make her Australian Diamonds debut in tonight's series open clash with England at Newcastle. And after a fortnight of intense scrutiny and fallout to the aborted Hancock prospecting sponsorship saga that cost the sport a $15 million deal, Wallum will finally get to do what she does best after being included in Australia's final 12 women's squad to face the Roses. Wallum has been roomy with new stand-in captain Paige Hadley, and recent days was last night presented with her first green and gold dress by Hadley, while former Diamonds goal shooter Caitlin Thwaites and Sharon Finnan-White dialed in via video link. Wallum becomes the third Indigenous player to pull on a Diamonds dress, joining Marcia Ella Duncan and Finnan White, who was the most recent First Nation woman to play for Australia in 22 years. So congratulations there, Danelle. Fantastic. And standing up for your mob, for your people, in regard to the $50 million saga and for what has happened there. There it is, a few disagreements with all that, but a few all thumbs up and support for her decision. It's come to the time where 23rd signs off for today. I thank you very much for your company, Mob. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. But thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. News coming up soon via NERS National Radio Service. So look, we'll talk soon, you Mob. Too deadly.